Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew. It is 20 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And in the show, my voice just went then, but in the studio...
Puberty's kicking in, finally!
It's taken time.
About time.
So, in the studio this morning, we have Alan Bro with us, and he's, well, quite well known, very well known on the TV for Spicks and Specks and other things, but he's got a one-man show coming up called Chesapeake, starting next Thursday, and welcome to the show, Alan.
How are you?
Hello, not
guys.
Bad at all.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. Let me just start by saying art, politics, dogs, Chesapeake. It's a magical tale about a bisexual performance artist from New York. And, tell us a bit more about that. That's a little bit different.
It is. Well, no, it's a guy who moved to New York to become a performance artist. He's from down in the South trying basically to avoid the Republican representative for his state, a guy called Thurm Pooley, who is not a pleasant person. Mm-hmm. And he cannot avoid him or his dog, whose name is Lucky, who's a Chesapeake Bay Retriever, which is basically where the name of the play comes from. And I don't want to say too much else about it because there's lots of twists in it. What I will say is that there's two acts in it. At the end of Act 1, both the main characters die.
And
then it really gets going. See, it doesn't sound like a teaser, but it indeed is. Because the really odd stuff starts after that.
Oh, okay, and so the two main characters, and one of them obviously is Chesapeake, or the dog Lucky.
Lucky.
I'm just intrigued. What's that like working with a real life dog?
Oh no, there's only me in the show.
Oh, so he's not actually there.
It's not
you.
A real life dog. We just got a real life dog in for the publicity photos because it looked good.
There's
but
a teaser.
It sort of has backfired on us because people seem to be more interested about the fact that there's a dog in the show than I'm in the show. And it's interesting because you're not the only person who's been vaguely disappointed when I said there's no actual dog in the show. I play all the characters. There's not a huge amount of characters, and there's about five or six, but I play them all.
What's that like being in a one-man show when you don't have anyone else to feed off?
It's good in some ways because when it goes well, you get all the glory.
Yes.
But when it screws up,
you can't blame the dog.
That's the catch-22. It's a dog's fault. Yeah, the imaginary dog.
Yeah, you can't say, oh, well, it was one of the other actors. But it's good. It's a bit lonely sometimes waiting to go on. But when you're out there, and the storeroom where I'm doing it in North Fitzroy is a very intimate theatre, so... I'll be very close to the audience, I'll be basically working with the audience. Mm. There's no audience participation.
There's very open and very naked, for want of a better term.
Very
you're
naked.
Very exposed, I'd imagine.
Yeah, very exposed, which is good, I think. Yep. I mean, I don't... Some theatre works well in proscenium arches with a fourth wall and, you know, just the observational nature of it, but this piece is not like that at all.
And you're teaming up with Todd McDonald.
Todd McDonald, who's, among other things, the artistic director of the storeroom, which made getting a gig in there slightly easier because he's the director and all. He's a very talented actor, and I've worked with him before. He's directed me before. So it's going very well. He's great to work with, and he's put together an extremely good creative team.
Yes, for all you soap junkies out there, Todd McDonald's actually Libby Kennedy's old boyfriend on Neighbours, Darren.
Yep.
He's a spunky man, actually.
So, he's done well for himself.
Yeah.
In all fields. So, it's very exciting. So, I'm just hoping not to screw it up.
Alan, one thing I'm excited about was you're well known for your being on Spicks and Specks, but I didn't know that in New Zealand you were well known as being their most famous transvestite for a while.
Yeah, for a period of time. I was New Zealand's most famous butter advertising transvestite. Basically what happened when, this was many years ago, when I was, you know, young and struggling actor, and I got this role to play a woman called Marge in a series of butter commercials where I was the personification of margarine. So basically what they'd done is they'd decided to make margarine look really bad, so they dressed me up as a lady. And I was margarine. It's sort of, when you break it down like that, it sounds really weird, but they were evidently very effective. And, I looked pretty ordinary. And at one point I had to be in a fridge when a young boy came down to have a midnight snack, and there I was in the fridge. So I had to go and get fitted for a fridge.
That's going
to
be scary.
Yeah, well, it was.
If you're coming down looking for a nice bit of butter or margarine.
Well, that's the thing. He's looking for butter, but I'm in the fridge holding a bottle of margarine with icicles coming off me. And the thing is, they wanted to get a reaction. His initial reaction, they wanted to be as real as possible, so they didn't tell him that I was in there. The poor little
nightmare.
Well, it was, because there's this, and I had a beard. They wanted me to look as much like, not like a woman as possible. So basically, I was a bearded man in a frock. He opened the fridge, and there I was. He just ran off the set.
But I reckon he's never touched margarine ever since then, has he?
Or women.
Or bearded women.
Well, in fact, anybody, maybe.
Poor boy.
And how on earth do you prepare for a role like that?
Like that?
Yeah.
Wear lots of dresses,
well,
I'd
yeah,
imagine.
Don't shave. They just made me, don't shave. I went into the audition, they said, now, if you got this, we don't want you to shave. And I went, well, of course you wouldn't. Blame lady. Why would I ever thought of shaving?
The funny thing is, with you having to be fitted for a fridge, so that effectively was your costume.
It was my costume.
Just getting my fridge on at the moment.
Yeah, well, I went out to a factory to be fitted for the fridge. the Fisher and Paykel factory outside Auckland. And I got in, they found the biggest fridge they possibly could, and I got in it, and it was actually quite, it was just a perfect fit. But when I came out of the fridge, there was all these guys in boiler suits standing around just looking at me like,
what are you doing, dude?
And that's the thing, and I didn't know what to say. So the only thing I could think of is I said, don't worry, the next time I'm in this, I'll be dressed as a woman. And that wasn't as funny or as charming to them as I thought it would be. I think I've been barred from a fridge factory.
I think we're going to...
A few people in the world had that happen.
We're going to try and find that clip, I think, and put it onto our blog so people can actually see you in a fridge and dress as a lady.
I don't know if it's still around.
We'll find it, Alan. But okay. There's warning. We'll send you the link. So Chesapeake is starting next week.
Yeah, next week.
So I think there's previews.
There's a couple of previews, but it officially opens next Thursday.
And there's still tickets available?
Yes, quite a few, I imagine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think people should get onto it because it does sound very interesting, and get to see you in your glory, so to speak, and acting
not
away.
Not too much of
my
glory.
Yeah, sorry, I keep saying.
Yeah, no, I just don't fully want people clothed. To go, oh, no, I couldn't possibly think of anything worse.
He's not wearing a fridge, for Christ's sake. Yeah. What do you want to go and see?
And apparently, if you buy tickets early, you do get to pat the dog after the show.
There's still no dog at them.
Yeah, I can actually not guarantee. I mean, if people bring their own dog, that's fine.
They're probably allowed. Phone ahead to check if it's dog friendly.
I don't know if it's a dog friendly venue. I presume it is.
And it's a storeroom, because I've never been to a storeroom, so I'd like to. I'm going to scoot along and see the play, I think. And it's starting next Thursday. And it's running till
Sunday, the 13th of September.
Brilliant. Okay, so it's 8 p.m. Monday to Saturday, and it's 6 p.m. on a Sunday. Go on to easytick.com.au to check out to Alan and his one-man show, Chesapeake.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.